We can't be sure who buried King Richard's body. The manner of burial suggests that it was done in haste or without ceremony. There are no eyewitness accounts. Brother Michael, or someone like him, may have played a small part in the disposal of Richard's corpse.
The streets were quiet when we brought King Richard's body to its burial. We stole like thieves through the early dawn mist of the Newark, carrying the dead king on a litter of rough planks. Brother Paul and I sweated in our grey vestments. Brother Philip led the way, whispering instructions. The creak of the friary doors rang in the still air, and two men I knew not took our burden from us. Swear they went within. We thought them not of our order. Their clothes and curses made us think them the new King Henry's men. What now, brother?
Shh! Wait here.
We were told to wait, so we did as we were bidden. And now a day later I look upon King Richard's meagre grave. It seems a humble end for a king to rest beneath the slabs of this modest choir. There is nothing to mark his grave, saving our memory. I was not present at the burial, but I am told that due to the new king's haste, it was done with little solemnity. I have offered my own prayers for Richard's soul, and now must be about my duties.
Over 500 years have passed since Richard's death in 1485. Henry VIII's Reformation in 1536 put an end to the friary. Contrary to popular belief that Richard's bones had been removed and thrown in the River Soar, they remained here almost forgotten. The cloister became a garden for a while, but soon that too was lost and eventually overlain by the tarmac of a car park. On August 25, 2012, archaeologists from Leicester University discovered a body while investigating the remains of the friary, and the rest is history.